If you're listening to this, you have been framed.
What is up, people? What's up? Oh God, I'm so excited. It's been a while. It's been like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, five. Who's counting? I think Francis was, but you know, we back. We finally back. I'm so excited. It's been a minute. I know. It's been a freaking minute. But now we'll be back with great content for you guys to enjoy. I know you guys missed me. I know you missed me. All right. I'm freaking so excited for everybody that's listening to me right now. If you're new here, my name is Joy, creative based in Accra, Ghana, and this is Framed, a podcast mainly dedicated to, you know, keeping you on track and helping you to, you know, keep yourself together in life. Also, I'm super, super grateful for everybody that's supporting me so far. I mean, it's been massive from the very first episode to now. It's been absolutely beautiful. So just want to say thank you very much. Thank you guys so much from Francis and I and the entire team. Just want to say thank you and keep it coming. Have you noticed there's something different? Yes, the music's different now. The music is freaking different. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, that's because my brother, yes, my own flesh and blood, yeah, he made a new sort of soundtrack for us, you know, something for you to, you know, just groove to, you know. Sounds good, huh? Yeah, I know. He's the freaking best. You guys should check him out. His Instagram is at Kwesi. That's Kwesi, Kwesy _. Check him out, give him a follow. Tell him I said hi. I'm not going to talk too much. This is a long intro, but I'm super excited. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. So let's get into the show and enjoy. And if you're new here, just subscribe because it's going to be fun. It's super going to be fun. Okay, thank you and enjoy the show. Where's this thing? Oh my goodness. I can't find it. Jesus. Oh, good Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on our souls and save us from this torture of the podcast. No, that's what you're thinking. That's what you're definitely thinking. But yes. Okay. Yes, we found it. We found it. Okay. Ready. Slow the f*** down. Don't be a mother. Sorry, I got carried away. What I'm saying is, with the content that is being produced at a constant rate and pace, so fast that we can barely cope with the speed and the rate at which it's been produced, I think it's about time that we slow down a bit. Take a moment to really appreciate how far we've come. Just sit back and really appreciate, really absorb how far you've come. Really see the improvement that you've made over the years, over the months, over time, basically. You know, sometimes our minds are moving so fast that we forget to really think. A constant pool of thoughts. And research has proven, I mean real research, not some random Google search somewhere, that occupied minds diminish any chance of exploration. Which then leads us to exploiting our time and not exploring it. What I'm driving at is that when our minds are overburdened or overtasked. We often than not tend to produce what we already know. We are prone to produce what we have in our minds already, something that is pre-programmed. When we become too busy, we produce predictable results. If our mental load exhausts us, any chance for increase in creativity diminishes. Ultimately, we dull down and desensitize ourselves. It is the crux of spending more time exploring versus exploiting. The balance between reflection and taking action has become very significant and is very concerning to me. The mind's natural tendency is to explore and to favor novelty, but when occupied, it looks for the most familiar and inevitably least interesting solution, which leads us to boring, repetitive content, repetitive results. We usually overly concern ourselves with stuff someone else is doing. That guy is not sleeping enough, so why am I sleeping? That guy is working 18 hours, so why am I not working 18 hours? Why am I working only 6? Because I want to be like him. That is insane. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Your creativity works differently from everybody else. And the best way to harness it is to slow the f*** down. When we were babies, every day was an opportunity to explore. The journey seemed endless. First, we explored the house. Then we graduated from being in one area on the floor. And eventually we discovered that the kitchen drawers were there. And then we discovered there were things inside that we could put our hands in and then take into our mouth. Yeah, we're just a bunch of suckers. See what I did there? Again, love puns. We were able to do all these things because we had the luxury of time. No one was giving us unnecessary pressure to complete works on time, and we never ever had to compare our progress with others. I mean, who would compare baby's progress? I mean, I'm a baby. I mean, Google Gaga. We were free to think creatively. I'm not saying get your brain swapped with a baby's brain, but my point is, just slow down. Big ideas take time. They say people lose their creativity as they grow up, but I say they don't. You know why? They've just not realized that this isn't a damn race. They haven't realized that they can slow down to actually think, to harness creativity. I'm not saying stop what you're doing or whatever. I'm saying slow the f*** down. And if you're new here, please don't forget to subscribe. Join the cult. I'm kidding. We try as much as possible to upload 2 episodes a week. I'm joking. It's 1 episode a week. So yeah, this is what you get. It's a free podcast. Yeah. And if this was helpful to you in any way at all, please do share this with someone and leave us a comment or a review if you can. It goes a long way to support us and help us to create more content like this for you. And as always, be creative. Okay, I've not said that before, but yes, be creative and slow the hell down, man. This is not a damn race. This is not a race. It is you trying to improve on your craft. Okay, this is the end. So, yeah, peace.